Sagt der Mishnah weiter, man sagt es, Sukkah, Perik, Gimel, Mishnah, Yud, Dalid. In the previous Mishnah we learned, but although in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, they did take Lulav and Esrig on the first day when it fell on Shabbos, but you couldn't carry it. Now, what if someone forgot and he did carry it in the Rosh Hashanah? Would he be chayv a chatas or not? Let's see our Mishnah. Rabbi Yossi says, Yom Tov Rishon Shel Chag, the first day of Sukkah, Shechalias B'Shabbos, that falls on Shabbos. V'shochach, and someone forgot. He was so engrossed in the mitzvah, he was so excited about fulfilling the mitzvah that he forgot that the day was also Shabbos. And as a result, V'hoitzi as a lulav l'Rosh Hashanah, he carried the lulav out into the Rosh Hashanah. So B'shoigeg, he was over one of the Lamates Malachas. So then his potter is potter. Normally, you have to bring a carbon chatas. But in this case, according to Rabbi Yossi, he does not have to bring a carbon chatas. Mivnei shehitzei b'rishus, literally, because he carried it out with permission. Now, although literally b'rishus means with permission, we don't really mean with permission, because he wasn't supposed to carry it out on Shabbos. We mean to say it's like he did something which was okay, because he was Isaac in a mitzvah. And during the times of the Beis HaMikdash on the first day, the lulav was to be taken on Shabbos. The only mistake was he carried it. If someone is Isaac in a mitzvah, and b'shag he was over in Isser, he's potter in a kar mechatas. The Torah was only mechayev as a chatas, and we do an aveira b'shagig, and you're not busy performing a mitzvah then. So again, a person who's involved in a mitzvah, and while he's fulfilling the mitzvah, he's over in aveira b'shagig, he's potter in a kar mechatas. If your excitement and nervousness over the mitzvah is what caused you to forget and carry it, so no kar. The lashon of the Gemara is ta bidvar mitzvah potter. Now, there's one more catch. When you pick up the lulav and esrog l'shem mitzvah, you're already yotzei the mitzvah. Now, if he picked it up and carried it out, so l'chayri was already yotzei the mitzvah. By the time he was carrying it out, so he was no longer performing a mitzvah. The mitzvah was done already. Zakta batanura. Well, perhaps when he picked it up, he held it upside down, or he held the esrog upside down. As long as you hold one of the Dalad Minim the wrong way, you're not Yaitzah. All Dalad Minim need each other. If you hold the Esrog upside down, you're not Yaitzah. Because in regard to all the mitzvahs, the rule is, Ein Adam Yaitzah Behen Ela Derech Gedilasim, only in the way that they grow. That's learned from the Pasuk of Atzei Shitim Oimdim. So it is possible, as the Batanura explains it, that until now he wasn't Yaitzah the mitzvah, even though he picked it up, if he held it the wrong way. Or it could be he didn't hold it directly, but it was in a Keli. When it's derech b'zayin, when it's like not the normal way to do it, lav shma lekicha isn't called holding on to it. Another possibility is, even though he picked it up normally, the right side up and not through a keli, but if he has in mind not to be yaitza, he's not yaitza. There is really a machlokes whether mitzvah srichas kavana or not. I don't want to get into it, but if you have in mind beferish, I don't want to be yaitza, then he's not yaitza. The truth is, then we know about these eitzes. Why do we hold the asterisk upside down when we lift it? For a totally different reason. Remember what we said about halal? That you have to make the bracha before the mitzvah? So we want to make the bracha on the lulav before we perform the mitzvah. But if you lift it, you're ready with yaitz of the mitzvah. And if you make the bracha before you lift it, that's like too early. So one of the eitzes is hold the asterisk upside down. This way you have it in your hands, make the bracha and quickly turn it over. The mele, you were only yotzei the mitzvah right after you made the bracha. In any event, what do we learn in our Mishnah? We learn Rabbi Yossi says that if it's Yom Tov Harishon Shel Chag Shechalias B'Shabbos in the times of the Beis HaMikdash, when we did take the lulav on Shabbos, but you weren't allowed to carry it, this person forgot and he did carry it, he's not chayav karban chatas, because according to Rabbi Yossi, if you're trying to perform a mitzvah and you make a mistake and you're over an aveira, while you're excited about the mitzvah, there is no chiyuv chatas.